within the theme that he was discussing about, Volby was discussing about being part of the Klal. So a specific pride in that that he mentions, he doesn't focus on it, he mentions it as part of what he's talking about, but it could be delved into more, is the focus that a person should have in Tefillah, specifically on Rosh Hashanah, but it really does apply to all Tefillahs. Maybe it's more chamer. I think the way that we'll see the Gra, it's more chamer on Rosh Hashanah. So he quotes from the Siddur HaGra, the Talmidei HaGra put out, Shri Yisrael, where they quote from the Vilna Gaon, a whole Mahalach. Look it up inside, it's Kedai, of a perspective to have on Tefillah for Yom Ne'raim. And he says that the focus of a person's Tefillos should be Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should be what it really should be, in the Shleimus of what Klal Yisrael means, in order that, not in and of itself, in order that the point of why Klal Yisrael is here and why Klal Yisrael has a mission to accomplish, that Malchus Shemayim should be in that Shleimus, in which that's the role of Klal Yisrael, to bring that into the world and express that Malchus Shemayim. And he says that's why we don't mention, we're very careful not to mention Chit on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah no Vidui opposed to Yom Kippur, because all that would take away, would be almost a steer, and it could bring a kitrig on a person, the girl says, to be focused on the individual and then on their chatayim, that takes away from the whole purpose of the day. And mashal is often given, you know, when it's the coronation or it's the celebration of the king. So obviously, even there, if there are, you know, problems in the kingdom, that's not the time you kind of whitewash and you try to hide them. Don't focus on them, because that is not the focus of the day. We're focusing on the king and that malchus of the king. So therefore, when a person davens, they, I don't know, I think they quote the Zohar, and there's a well often quoted Zohar, and when a person has personal requests on Yom Ne'raim, so that's seen in a negative light, along the same lines, because a person, if your focus should be not on what you need per se, that doesn't, why does that fit into what the goal of the day is, but rather your focus should be on Klal Yisrael and on Malchus Shemayim. I'll give a little bit of a perspective on that. There's a very strong lashon in that the way they quote the Gra. So it says that since that's true, that the focus is the Malchus, so a person should try to make themselves lasos atzmo kechel hamelech. We quote a pasuk in Yoel Nachum that describes the context of tefillah, someone like a chayel, like a soldier, and that really is not just a specific point about tefillas Yom Ne'raim. It really is the part of the mission for Yom Ne'raim themselves, and we often focus. We're going to say Avinu Malkeinu soon. And we often focus on two different perspectives on our relationship to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we say throughout Yom Kippur, Yom Kibbanim, Yom Kivadim, that we could be like Avadim, and then Hashem is the Melech, or the Adon. It's probably more specific, an Avad to an Adon, and Banim, an Av to a Ben. But that the perspective of being a Chayal, of being a soldier, is it's in the world of Melech and Adon, but it's much stronger. It's an Eved. His job is a specific job, and he's in his avdus to accomplish that goal, but doesn't necessarily represent the king in a certain way, more than just that he has to fulfill this role. But a soldier, the king sends out his soldiers to fulfill his missions and to accomplish the goals that he needs to accomplish on a broader scale, of to spread his malchus, to protect his malchus. And haraya, just the way a soldier carries himself is very different than the way an eved carries himself. An eved, you're going to hide away. Not going to be out with the king. When the king goes out, he's going to have this, you know, on the parade, there's going to be the soldiers that go before him, and they're part of showing that his malchus is. And the uniform, all that goes with what it means to be a chayal. And that perspective is not just, oh, that we should daven differently. It's that once we understand who we are, then that's going to automatically affect the way we daven. And we're not, and it's chaval to just view ourselves as avadim. That's maybe the first stage, where we're and we are avadim, and we shouldn't have our own. Part of being avadim is not having our own mitzonos and being vatal ourselves to the adon. But then we should also realize that it's much more than that, and it should give us a certain feeling of strength. That's what a soldier is to have strength. And Hashem put us here and made us part of Klal Yisrael for a very specific mission. and like a soldier. And our mission is to spread and combat the things that take away from the malchus, and then reflecting on our own avodah and the world in which we live in, and how that could be more expressed. That should be mechazik us to view ourselves in that way, and then in turn, our tefillos a little bit will reflect that. The problem is twofold. Firstly, it's hard to relate to, because the question that a person would then think about is, you know, it's easy for a soldier to feel his mission and see the enemy and see what he has to do and how to protect the king. But when we live far away from Malchus Shemayim, when the question that's on our mind is, why should we try to feel and live our lives to express in the world more Malchus Shemayim, that question can't be answered so easily, then being this soldier whose job is to bring it out to the world becomes difficult. And secondly, the specific part, which also Volbi addresses in terms of the tefillos, is that it's kamad impossible. And then if you look in Rabbi Yisrael, on the way he says it in some of the places, where even he's encouraging for people to daven for their own tzrachim, firstly because you have to be honest with yourself, and if you're not holding on that madriga, then to just daven and focus on Malchus Shemayim and not focus on your own needs is going to not do you so good either in Rosh Hashanah. It could also create a kitrig or chaman al-Islam that you're trying to be someone you're not, and your tefillos are not expressing what you honestly feel. But also, he seems to say that there is something positive, and there's something that's needed to expressing your need. If those are something that a person feels those needs, then they should be expressed. And it's impossible to not feel that when Rosh Hashanah, when we know that everything hangs in the balance on our own personal lives, so we can't just ignore that. So to say, oh, we're just soldiers, we just have this mission, then, and only focus on the Malchus Shemayim, that those two points have to be addressed. And in terms of the first point of, you know, why should we, or what is our role in terms of Malchus Shemayim, so I think that has to be a general perspective on our own Avodas Hashem. And the more we reflect and we realize, A, which is an important thing to think about often, what's the Tachlis HaBriya, and specifically, how we fit into that, and those two will probably go together. If you understand, to whatever level we could, what's the purpose of there being a world and us being in it? So then that's the first step to understand what your mission is in that world. Now, every individual, that question may be answered differently, but at least the beginning broad answers to that are the same. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't understand why, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in which our mission in this world is to bring, like we see from Avraham Avinu, who's the ultimate person to live this way, is to bring the idea and the Ratzon Hashem into this world. And we know that from when the world is in its proper state, as the Pesukim and Navi tell us, that when we have the Gula Shleimah, so then the world will be in its purpose, and Das Hashem will be throughout the world. And therefore, our part of our goal, each person has their own unique way, like in a Malchus, everyone fits into their own unique way of how to express Malchus Shemayim, but that really is our mission in this world. And the more a person has a stronger relationship with Hashem, which focuses on Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem, especially in terms of love of Yiras Aromimus, then he'll feel more and more the need to express that Malchus Shemayim in the world. Avram Ohavi, Avram Avinu was one of the greatest Ohavi Hashem, so it came Mela, like the Rama says, that someone who loves something is going to want to spread it more. A person loves Torah, he sees an amazing pshat, he can't just keep that to himself, it's going to automatically, he has to find the person next to him, the stories of Shmuel Birnbaum was an example. The Sarek Dolem, who would like sit next to people who don't even know what they're talking about, and start telling them over like all these marachas and kvegers, because they were just so excited by it that's naturally where their conversation is going to go. And then on the more so, because a person sees to the degree that he can what Hashem is, and feels the romus of who Hashem, of Hashem's presence, and feels an ava, so he's going to want to spread it, and will realize that's really the ultimate goal of his life. And then, of course, his tefillos are going to reflect that as well. And I think the first step to that is to just look around and try to feel a little bit of the reality of Malchus Hashem in our lives, how much is really present, and the chisaron in the world at all. This summer, I had met up with someone which really made a big impact on me in this regard. Met someone who I haven't seen in a long time, who was in yeshiva when I started, older, and now has moved to Eretz Yisrael. I ran into him over the summer. We were schmoozing, wanted to know what was going on in yeshiva, this and that. And somehow we got on, not a criticism at all, but we got onto the fact that, you know, sometimes, you know, it's a reflection of the world as a whole, or as in Ruchnis as a whole, that the way in which, you know, the way in which people, make sure it's not in a critical way, that the feel of the yeshiva was sometimes is a little different than the way he was used to it when we were here. And he was talking about, he was in Eretz Yisrael, so I guess a little bit in terms of the yeshivas, of the level and the sheifos that people used to have that are harder to have for a person to really grow and godless in learning. So you could have just left that conversation as staying as a fact of a reality. And this is somewhere close to Tisha B'Av, in the 3 weeks. So he said to me, oh, so you see how much more so there's a reason to daven and to feel coming towards the Bein HaMetzarim and Tisha B'Av for the Beis HaMikdash. And I just was so blown away, because you could have just had that as a conversation, reflecting on something that's going on. You know, people complain about them, this and that. But he automatically translated that into, like, Nebuch, not just, oh, I wish things could be better, but in terms of Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, Malchus Shemayim, if people aren't striving in Ruchnius in the way in which they could be, so not just to comment on that, but to realize that's a chisaron in Malchus Shemayim, and try to be marbe kol shemayim. But the point of the Yisrael was addressing in terms of our own personal needs, that goes together. The more a person has this focus, he'll start to realize that even the littlest details of his life, if he has a clear understanding of what his mission in this world is, then his own needs automatically don't become just his own selfish needs. It's obviously we're inherently selfish, and we're going to look at it from that perspective, and that's what Jared mentioned in terms of the Frumkeit, to try to make our Rosh Hashanah not just about our own Frumkeit, but trying to make it in a way that through our working on ourselves, we could come closer to bringing Malchus Shemayim in the way that it should be, and Klai Yisrael should be in its Shleimus as it should be. But that's really, he doesn't say these words, but when he was talking about, you know, how Rabbi Yisrael would be Marach from Rosh Hashanah, Kasvinu B'Sefer HaChaim L'Maim Chalam Kim Chaim, within the idea of what I'm not discussing about Radim Tzvichim Lo, but it's the same idea. The emphasis should be on L'mancha Lo Kim Chaim. If a person lives a life of L'mancha, so then all his needs, his parnasa, and his family, and to the smallest details, then they all become part of, he feels his own, his chisaron is a chisaron in Malchus Shemayim, kivyachal. His chisronos are, then he's not Avram Avinu, so he should feel that's a problem, you know, as much as he can, as Chazal tells us, that a person should strive to become as close as he can to the others. So the fact that he's shter, that his parnassah is not the way he would expect it or want it to be, so one could say, which is probably what the Zohar is saying, just give me money, I need money, I need to live. That's frowned upon. If a person feels that that's how they feel, they should dive in that way, like Yisrael Salanter says. But the higher level of that, to mesh the two things together where there is no stira, is when he realizes, yeah, why is it shver that I don't have a parnassah? Because I can't accomplish as much as I want to accomplish. I can't get stuck. I want to get stuck, and not just selfishly, share with others. I can't involve myself in activities of strengthening other people's avodas Hashem because I don't have any money for myself. So how can I think of others and start, you know, being mechazik the world around me? And each area of a person's life, if a person just says, I want to have a good zman, so why? For what? But if he's davening l'man kelim chayim, realizing that his Torah fits into the Rabbim Tzvichim Lo, his Torah does make a difference and impact just more beyond himself, then that changes that whole perspective. And I think that's a way we can mesh the two ideas together, that is to focus on Kvod Shemayim, to focus on what Klai Yisrael should be, and then realize that our own needs, Ruchnius, Gashmius, everything, should fit in, and the way to do that is to try to steer our lives to L'man Chalokim Chayim. Are we living our lives for just our own purposes, our own Frumkeit, without realizing that, you know, the Malchus, Hashem is the Malchus, what's driving the Bria, and then our own specific missions in life, by focusing on L'man Chayim, Eretz Hashem, we could have that Yom Nerayim. So I guess the practical avoda, basically set it out, is maybe a person should make a list. You can make a Lamanta list, and then your own Cha list. Which things are Lacha? Or which things are in our lives totally for L'shem Shemayim, which things are totally not, and there's probably for most of us a big gray area in between, and try to push things and find areas, one or two areas where we could focus on that, A, practically, and B, in tefillah, and realize that when we're davening for those things in Yom Nerayim, we're not just davening for ourselves. We're davening for ourselves as part of a much bigger picture, to bring Klai Yisrael to where it should be in Malchus Shemayim, to where it should be.